already.
Right, Jabuisai. Let me just mention, in the Santa Mesa, they came to the stipler and they told the stipler, you know, there's a minig that we don't give out the aliyah of shish. We're not going to give out this Shabbos. We're not going to be giving out the aliyah of the klalos. This week's parashas decide. When it comes to the klalos, we don't give out the aliyah. Rather, what happens? The Baal Koira takes himself. Why? Because it's the klalos, taking the klalos, not so gashmak to take it. It might be a sakona, something bad might happen. And what happened was, and I think they say it was in Lederman, that a person said he doesn't care. He's taking the aliyah of klalos. He got the aliyah, and soon after he got the aliyah, some say Motzei Shabbos already, he got a phone call to say that he got a big Yerusha. He got a big gashmak Yerusha. It was quite well known about this. So the Mekorovim to the stipler came over to the stipler and said, you know, this is a bit in the face, with the minik. So he said, the stipler often said, he knew that getting aliyah for klalos is not such a good thing, because bad things can happen. But he didn't know it happened so quickly. Meaning, the stipler, the way they looked at the world, the way they looked at Torah, was a totally different currency. If you're telling me Hatzlocha, Hatzlocha means in how you're bringing your shtubah, how you're doing baruchnias. It doesn't mean the fact that you win a bit of money here, you lose a bit of money there, that's irrelevant, come out irrelevant. There was a similar, just a mamish bekitza, there's maisa, that there was a couple that the husband was doing a bit well, he's doing quite well in business, and he decided, right, he's doing, because with all his friends, he was doing much better than him, and he decided he's going to go for a wacky other car. He bought a wacky other car, and his wife didn't feel so good about it. He said, look at all our friends, they're barely getting mortgages. So now look how we're driving around. I'm scared of Ayin HaHara. So he agreed to go to the Baron Lev Shteyman, and the Baron Lev Shteyman asked very quickly, the lady said, you know, I don't like this. It's not, I don't feel like it is. I think we should get rid of the car. So Rabbi Nim Shteyman said to the husband like this, is there any mesechta that you remember? Do you know any mesechtas in Shas? So he said, no. Quite a normal thing to answer. No, I don't know any mesechtas. Have you maybe Mishnayas? Have you been through a Seder of Mishnayas? No. Do you, are you a Boki in episode, a Pirik of Gomorrah? So he said, no. Are you Kaveh Itum Natura Kadaboya? No, yes, depends. So he turned around to the lady and said, oh, Bazoi, you have nothing to fear of. No one's going to be jealous of it. Meaning, the way they understood the arocha of life, yes, a car in the hair gets scratched, it's garnished. That's not the way they looked at it. Is they looked at the arocha of where a person's level is in Ruchlis. That's how they looked at it. Let's take a geshmaki, so to take him. Sorry? Halavai, yeah, exactly. That's the idea he was trying to give over. Now, I want to share with the Olam, the topic about opening bottles, but not in the regular style of how we discuss opening bottles. Because opening bottles on Shabbos is one of the big topics that we all know of, right? Whenever you see on the signs opening bottles on Shabbos, you know there's, you know, something to talk about. And really, if we were to fully understand the inyonim of opening bottles, we would have to go through at least two of these sforim over here. Someone just got a Baal Mechaber Sefer, they just gave me two sforim to explain the inyon of opening bottles. We haven't really got all the, yeah, basically. We haven't really got all the time to go through Barucha. But Emma's, I have to be makdim like this. We're going to be very sharp tonight, very clear and clear. It's like this. Opening, if you have a bottle which is metal lid, you have a metal lid bottle, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach many years ago looked at a bottle, take a Kedem bottle which has got a metal lid, and he looked at the lid and said, hang on a second, there's a serious issue over here. When you turn the lid open, you are making, not the bottle, you are making a lid. You have never, the lid was never called a lid, and now by opening it, you have made a lid. You've created a lid. Okay, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman. He went so far that he did something very unusual, and he stuck a advert of a Hidor in the Yatet. In the Yatet, there was an advert 1 week, you see from Hagon of Shlomo Zalman Oybach, totally not like his character, and he stuck a Hazor, as horror, a warning to make sure the Olam are aware of not opening a metalid on Shabbos. He says, Kilefi da'atai poshut, that's Issa de'iraisa. You are making and creating and you're forming a lid that was never here before. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, Rabbi Kikula, the post, can agree with that. Everyone agrees that's Issa de'iraisa. The Nakuda is that where it got a bit funny was where it came to plastic lids. When it came to opening a plastic lid, like over here, I've got a fant over here. And you've got, basically all places will agree that tackle, when it comes to metal, is it Issa d'oraisa to open it? Yeah. We're going to have a look. Let's go back to Rabbah. Where it gets messy is where you're going to see it when it comes to plastic. But when it comes to metal, all the posts can hold as an Issa d'oraisa. In fact, the Mechas Yitzchok, who was a Rav in Manchester, what did he become in Eretz Yisrael? He became the Ravid of Yerushalayim, of the Eid HaRedis. And he made sure that every bottle of the Kedem, it would say on it, Osu l'poischa b'shabbos. And that was despite the biggest Mekel who was on the Eda at the time, which was Yisrael Yaakov Fischer, despite him saying, and he writes in Shuva, that's mutter. He's one of the shitters who hold that's mutter to open the open metal. But I feel like he was arrived, he was in charge, and he was able to put on the label to say Osu l'poischa. I'll tell you where I'm heading with all this. The emesis is, I don't see much of it to Ellis being marich about all the svaras that he's here. I could just mention it reminds me one of the chisroinis when you mention kulas mekilim and machmirim, it gives the impression like kilo are the all mekilim, so we can be maker like them. But really, this case is a bit of a different story. You're going to see something coming. It reminds me a bit what Gabriel Dan Krauss, he writes in the Tshuva about someone asked him a shayla, can you be ma'ayan in a sefer during chazor sashat? Fair shayla. He was expecting a whole long tshuva to explain ahina hair, a few svaras to say yes, a few svaras to say no. He writes very short, I've got a copy of it in. Aval ani choshev de'ein laharech bin diyunim b'inyon zeh. Don't be marech on this diyun. Because it gives the impression, there's a nois and a saration, it gives the impression, d'yesh stodim l'chachmi alohagil. Such a topic gives the impression, when you give a shi'i, I'm giving a shi'i about it, so it's mashma'ah, says mekilim machmirim. So even if you spend 10 minutes explaining why the mekilim are no good, but you'll end up saying, some people can say, okay, they're all makirim. Yeah, so like this, to be marich on such a deal is not kedai. Varoit al hokel, yema, I'm sorry for the makirim. I heard the all makirim. Of the emes, the ain sad la hokel. Therefore, he writes a very short shuva. He doesn't want to know about the inyan. There's nothing to talk about. It's posha that there's no inyan. There's no heta to be ma'ayin in the sefer on chazor sashat. That's what he writes over here. I find there's a similar inyan. It's the Yitzhara to you're giving a share on it, and there is one or two places which we'll see, but very geschmack. And the Maisa, so what did Rav Shlomo Zalman hold when it came to plastic bottles? When it came to plastic bottles, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was the one that told everyone to be careful with metal. But when it came to plastic, he was the one that said it's okay. Now, why did he say it's okay to open plastic? If you ask 100 Yidden tomorrow by Shacharis and MH, give them a pound if they're able to, just for their time. If you do this exercise and ask 100 people, give me a good reason why a posuk, especially a posuk like Rav Shlomo Zalman, would have said that metal you can't, and when to open a plastic lid is mutter. What would you expect to hear? Other than to say I'm late for shacharis or anything like that, yeah? What would you expect someone to say why plastic lid is better? So the Maisa that...
It's ready
keli over here. So if it's a ready keli,
it's molded.
If you look at the factory,
it's molded.
Are molded before it's clamped on. Both of them. It's not possible to get
it. More long-lasting?
Maybe more long-lasting, but perhaps you can say that when you have orange juice, then where do we find such a chiluk? It's difficult. So let's have a look at what Rav Shlomo Zalman did say. What did Rav Shlomo Zalman say? Do you know what he said? He said, when it comes to plastic, yeah, kipkak shell plastic, hoyel v'hatabas shebekotze, it's because the ring is nika, that it's a very different, it's more nika, it's noticeable that it's different to the lid. Therefore, he says it's mutter, because it looks like tit, it just looks like a bit ka'boka shel tit o'shava. It just looks like a bit of dirt attached onto the lid, right? Because it's more nicker, it's more noticeable that it's different to the lid than it is with the metal. Therefore, the shape, it seems, that's what he says. I can only read what he says. Nira de muta kiven shema shahoye betchila nisha achsha b'li atabas achrina v'royen es atabas kehat boka shel tit esham. Now the emes is, for the life of the rest of the Talmidei Chachamim that didn't manage to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman, we never understood what he meant. And the emes is, I've been asked by many people over the years that why, especially when this, it comes to this topic, when it comes to opening bottles, then it, I find it difficult to, you know, to even explain the Mekilim or to go with them or to use them as a sniff. And Be'ikah is, it's interesting because you have to know that with this shayla, it's a shayla of a deraisa. Because when you, if you open this plastic, then it's a shayla, the Machmirim are saying that's a shayla of a deraisa, right? You're making a lid. And also, another Nekudah is that it's very difficult to understand the Svara of Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's very difficult. He's saying that when it comes to a plastic lid, because the ring is noticeable, that it's different to, it's a bit of a hole in between, it's a bit of a gap. So then it looks like kahat boka shel shava. We don't know what those words mean. They're magical words. So it's very difficult to understand. And it's a shayla of a deraisa. And as well, it's not as if we're gaining too much by opening the lid. It's especially if it's a shayla of a geneva to make a geshmaka geneva. So if say that it might be kedai to be someone with shita who says it's okay. But when it comes to opening a bottle where there's another solution, you can open it short before Shabbos, you can open it on Shabbos with the stabbing. There's an eitzah, you can stab it on the top, you can take a knife and stab the top of the lid. And then once you stab it, you'll be able to open it normally and throw it in the bin and then use another lid, save a few lids in the drawer. Just like I've got 2-3 lids in the drawer on a regular basis to make sure that if you get stabbed before Shabbos you didn't open it, so you give it a stab on the top, you throw it in the bin and get another lid. So the Maaseh, there's another option.
Why throw in the bin?
Now, why throw in the bin is because, interesting like this, what you're saying over here, you're saying we need to avoid making a keli. So to avoid making a keli is that I'm going to wreck it before I've created it. So I'll take a knife, I'll stab the top, I'll wreck it, and then I'll open it and it's not considered as if I've made a lid. But it's not so geshmak. If you're going to continue to use that lid that you stabbed, then really you did make a lid. Well, maybe you didn't make a lid 100% kafi how you wanted it to be a lid. You wanted it to be a lid that you can be able to store it vertically. You wanted it to be a geshmak lid, but now it's got a hole in, but it's still a lid. You'll be happy if the lid would be there the whole Shabbos afternoon, make sure the children don't get their hands on it and don't turn it upside down. Okay, but saying that, it's doing a job, it's saving, it's stopping all the dust from going inside, making sure no flies going in, so you've created a lid which is 60% of what you desired. Therefore, the place are not happy with stabbing it and then opening it stabbed. And therefore, the way forward is to open it before Shabbos. And if you didn't open it before Shabbos, it's to stab it and turn it, and that's the way forward. Now, the emes is, especially when it comes to, again, I mentioned, it's a difficult topic because you'll see, again, in all other inyonim, we can understand mekilim. But when it comes to this inyon, again, we're finding it difficult to find a svara to make it. And that is another reason it is because I had the zechus to be with Rebbe Falk for many, many, many years, for 15 years, and to learn by him by Chavrusa, and to learn by Dan Westheim, Zeichel Tzadik Lebrocha. And for me, with the way they looked at these bottle lids was that it's a non-starter. So, it could be that I got the ashpah from them, and I wanted for half a minute, I've taken a very, very geshmak in the kudah, you'll hear, it's very, very geshmak. This is how Dan Westheim mentioned in the shiur when he was mamish aran about the lids. You'll see exactly why I feel a bit passionate about that. It's a bit of an issue. You'll see, it's not a video, but you'll hear it. It's a very geshmak in the kudah. Listen to this.
Is it the rice? The whole apocalypse is called something is the rice. I said, is it the rice? I thought it's not the
Penelope was rein, dat zocht in zijn reis, begin chans, dan ga je de kiezen, ga je stielen, ga je gaten. Ja, Sinischke, ze zijn gashash, is een reis, een kies. En dus is het proshut, azar, potentap, tonisch, af en de chans.
Could you hear that? He doesn't know about El Chayid. It's a shayla with the Raisa. He doesn't know about El Chayid that would put himself in a shayla with the Raisa because his dog could do that. Make a fast English, yeah? You heard exactly what he had to say there. I don't know about El Chayid that would put himself in a shayla with the Raisa where Gedolah and Dorit and Gedolah and Chayla Mogazogan that he can't open this. It's a day Raisa. He went with Shiga. Sorry? Plastic. No. The metal was already in the first part of the Shiga. That wasn't a discussion, right? I've got another point when you get to Rebbe Falk, also another clip of Rebbe Falk, but again, it'll take a bit of time. And again, it's very, very clear that when I was dealing all these years with Rebbe Falk and that West Ham, it was the way they saw it was that this is basically a shayla with the Raisa, and there's not much to talk about. You can hear this, you can hear the passion. Whether you understand it, you hear the shalot, yeah, you can hear the passion that there's no shayla involved, it's poshut, that when daf machmazayin. What's the eta? The eta is to taka stab it, and then you can open it and put in the bin. That would be taka be the eta. And the maisa to be makel and to open the lid. That is taka, it's not gashmak, it's a shayla with the Raisa, that's not so bad. I don't want to hear Rebbe Falk allow that again. So we'll leave for after the shayla. Mm-hmm. I want to mention a chiddush that you'll find, it's a mashonah diga chiddush. Listen to this, right? If I may end off this whole topic, this is a gashmak chiddush, right? I need a tissue for this. This, I need a tissue. You know what tissue say? Okay, it doesn't matter. I've got one tissue, I just showed the raw this and you'll mask into this. Yeah, I just did it to a rabbi. Okay, like this. On Shabbos day, you look at your child, and your baby has got some chvis, snot, chvis in the nose, and a typical mother would like to remove the snot from the child's nose. So what's a very common scenario? She gets hold of a tissue. Obviously, she's on the phone, and she's baking, and she's doing lots of things at the same time. Yeah, I can do loads of things at once. What they will do is, they will take a tissue, they would roll it up, you can see what's coming. Roll it up, right? You get a zoi, and then you make a zoi, right? And then you take it out of zoi, okay? So now, the tissue would not be able to achieve what you want to be able to krich aran in the two holes, right? That wouldn't be possible with a normal tissue. What you'll need to do, even your finger's not going to go in the baby's nose, right? What you need to do is to make a zoi contraption, take a tissue and twirl it and twist it to thereby making a sort of a stick. Okay, let me read you one line Mishnah Berurah, and then go to Maariv. One line Mishnah Berurah, and you'll see if this is what the Mishnah Berurah said. Kosa v'chai odom, shin chavches, the end of the last sifkot in shin chavches. Kosa v'chai odom. Zok de. I'll take it. Aval la'asos b'shabos hapsila hanal. V'afilu hu oisa oisa miniyor. You make it from paper. Shekoyrech oisa, you twist it, or maksha oisa, and thereby making it a bit hard. Yesh boi isa doi raisa mishum maka bepatish. Can you imagine? It's an amazing thing. The pashta should be that when you make, we're talking about again the same, very similar story. Look at the last sif in Shin Chavches. That when you're taking a tissue, you're sort of making a keli. Bring ourselves back 200-300 years ago. How did they used to make keli? They didn't have Amazon, you just order exactly what you want exactly. They used to make kalim the way they used to make it, and used to have it for years on end. Now making this, there's no different. You've basically made a kalim. The Gemara tells us that if a person makes like a toothpick to take out stuff from his teeth, is chayav mishum makav patish. So the chayav this could be an emes shayla of makav patish when you're twisting it and turning it in order to get the toy out. That would be emes shayla. Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the-